one or two.
Thanks, James. Hey, Randy, this is Gail. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Gail.
Good, good. Survived the weekend. How about you?
Great, great. Yep, thanks.
Good, good. I hope you managed to get a little bit of rest.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. It's now back to work, right?
Right, right.
You bet. So you were looking for marketing services. I think you spoke with James for a little bit. Tell me a little bit more what you're looking for, what your goals are.
Well, what I'm looking for is, of course, I'm trying to get business online. I know that the business that I'm in, garage door repairs installation, when people have a problem with their garage, the first thing they do is go on Google and search it up.
Yep,
and
you'd be absolutely right.
I want to be one of those companies that they give a call to and that they can find and that has an online presence. And I also want to be able to advertise online and, you know, eventually try to get pay for clicks. I'm looking for at least 20 to 30 calls a month.
Okay. All right. That is definitely in the doable range. Now, Randy, what is the name of your company? Is it Discount Garage Doors?
Yes.
Okay, got it. I wanted to make sure I was looking at the right company here. I see you on Yelp. Now, I'm not seeing a website for you yet. Do you have one?
No.
Okay, no worries. See, how long have you been in business? And forgive me if
this
team's... Okay, perfect.
A couple of years, but I'm just moving into a new area. I was in Connecticut, now I'm in Pennsylvania.
Ah, I see. Okay. Let me just look at one more thing. I'm pulling up some analytics. I want to see what we're looking at here, and I also want to make sure that we have the listing open for garage doors, and I assume you do garage door repair, too.
Yes, cool. Repair and installation.
Perfect. Okay. Let me just check our system real quick. And we do have a listing, so I'm going to go ahead and open it up so that you and I can grab it and work with it. And just see. So normally when we open a listing, we usually learn about them in the morning, and then our team attacks the area looking for one company that we can promote, because we do only work with one company per category, per industry, per area. And we lock that down for... We lock that down for a 50-mile radius of home base. So, in other words, we won't be promoting any other companies. So, what I just did... Yeah, exactly. And, you know, people are in a hurry these days. They Google what they want, and they find that one company, like Discount Garage Doors, that's got 5 stars, great service, established business. They don't even go looking any further. They just hit the click-to-call button. It's just a beautiful thing. I think you get that already. You already see that. So I'm opening this listing, but I've got it paused so our people aren't going to start calling on us while we're talking. So it's all ours. So you did that. We're good to go there. So website. Have you started your Google business profile yet?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Super.
I did some time ago, and then I never got back to it.
Okay, so most likely, if it was more than probably a month ago, probably the code is no longer valid. Don't fret it. That's actually something that we can take care of for you. We'll get it going again. You'll get a new postcard in the mail from Google, and then we'll need that verification code that's on it. We'll send it to Google.
Right, I can give you more than one address and one code, more than one code too, right?
Yes. So what we would have to do you have multiple locations, I take it?
Yes. I want to cover a larger area. So I could definitely put more than one address in there to be able to cover more ground, basically, because if I put my phone number there where I'm at, I'm only going to get within a radius of where I'm at, right?
Exactly. You're exactly right. And what is the other city?
The other
is
city,
I
have more than one. I want to be in Wilkes-Barre, Dallas, Nanticoke, as well as Stroudsburg, and And I think that's it.
And about how far out would you say the farthest city is that you just named off?
I would about 35 miles, maybe 40 miles, 50 miles.
Perfect.
I know,
perfect.
I know about an hour to get there.
Gotcha. Perfect. Okay. So, you're onto something good here. So that's still within that 50 mile radius. So that's perfect. So what we can do, we can use Facebook and Google Ads to target those outer areas that are a little bit further away, out beyond the local. And we do that, gosh, there are so many different criteria now that we can drill down on. I mean, we can go by age range, income level, you know, neighborhood, zip code. So if there are pockets of those cities that you'd like to hit, we can target those ads so that they show in front of your ideal customer and not in front of the other ones. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, super. So let me see. What I was thinking is if the city were something like Dallas, Texas, for example, you named off Dallas, but if it were Dallas, Texas, we'd have to do a completely different listing and different optimization. Otherwise, we'd never hit it from Connecticut. Make sense?
Right.
Yep, but since these are all within a radius of you, that's perfect. Okay. And then as far as first page, we're pretty quick. We can get it done in about 30 to 45 days, which is about half of industry standard. Industry standard is about 3 to 6 months. And I can give that to you in writing, too.
But also, getting on the first page, what does that mean? What does that mean for me, basically, as far as the estimate of what does it mean? Does that mean that the phone is going to start ringing in 30 to 45 days?
So we will get – so the programming portion takes a little bit. That's what takes the longest, that 30 to 45 days. Waiting for the Google code to come in the mail is usually the first delay. That takes anywhere from 6 to 14 days to get to us, or to you, I should say. And then we do all the content, keywording, backlinking. We'll upload your photos. And I was checking while we were talking. I did get approved to throw in a website for you. So we'll actually build a website for you. And it'll be all about Discount Garage Doors. It'll be your domain name, whatever you want that name to be. And we'll make sure it's Google compliant, optimized, conversion driven. And then, of course, we'll not only showcase you on Google, but we'll get you out to all destinations. So Yelp, MapQuest, Bing, Yahoo, White Pages, Yellow Pages, up to about 60 different locations that we'll get you out to. So what we want to see happen is when someone's searching for garage door installation or garage door repair, your Google business profile pops up there for them and or a link to your website, right? Okay. So that's where we're headed. That's what we do, and that's what we're really good at, and we're really quick at it. The programming is and then waiting for that Google verification code is what eats up the bulk of that 30 to 45 days. So, yes, you'll start seeing your listing come up. We can get advertising going much sooner than that. So we can hit those areas with Google and Facebook ads right away too. And let me look here. So do you have a Facebook page yet, Randy?
No.
Okay. Do you have a personal one by chance?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So have you considered advertising on Facebook?
Not really.
Okay. So I'm going to recommend it. I think you sound like you've got some pretty aggressive growth plans, which I absolutely love. Facebook, I think, is going to be really powerful for you too. Certainly Google Ads, but Facebook Ads also. Reason being, if we do just $100 in Facebook Ads a month for you, I know it doesn't sound like a lot. I can't even fill my pickup for $100 anymore. Thank you very much. I wish I still could. Right. But on Facebook for business, it goes a long ways. Since they've rebranded as Meta, they've just become so powerful for business. People now coming out of the pandemic are looking to keep their money local. They don't want the franchise. So So they're looking for local goods and services on Facebook, and it's been very successful for businesses like yours. Part of that is we can spread that $100 a long, long ways. You've probably experienced retargeted ads. So if you search for something on Google or Amazon, and then later we're on a Facebook feed or even a game, sometimes my calendar will do it, you'll see an ad for something like it or the same item following you around.
Right. Right.
Yep. Perfect. Those are retargeted ads. So on Facebook especially, your ads will be retargeted. Now, those ads, when they display and no one clicks on them, they don't cost you anything against those ad dollars. So it's free branding, it's free recognition, and it only counts against those ad dollars when they do click. When they do click, they're already sold most of the time. They're a really good, right, solid lead. And then worst case, they count between 5 and 50 cents when they do click through. So the math in my head says 50 cents worst case-ish, you know, probably average, against $100 in Facebook ads, that's 200 possible new leads in a month,
right,
from that little bitty $100. I mean, it's like a,
right,
it's a no-brainer, right?
Right.
Yeah, it goes a long ways. All right, perfect. So, I mean, look here. I was looking at our analytics. I was going to pop back over to that screen. So what I was running to while we were chatting was I wanted to see how many searches had been done for garage door services in general, just in your surrounding in the last 30 days. So I did a 25-mile radius, just being really modest. And then the last 30 days, so garage door services from New Haven, there are...
No, I'm not in New Haven. I'm in Pennsylvania. Ma'am, I'm not in New Haven.
Oh. Okay, what city are you in on? I'll rerun that. I had you for New Haven, Connecticut.
No, I told them I was in Pennsylvania. I told you I was in Connecticut and I moved to Pennsylvania.
Gotcha. What's your city again?
Wilkes-Barre, PA.
Aha. Wilkes-Barre. You all pronounce it Wilkes-Barre, right? Or Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre.
There we go. Wilkes-Barre. All right. Let me rerun that. And we're still good as far as the listing. I double-checked that just now, too. Okay, perfect. All right. So let's see what we had for searches then. Just in the last 30, and we'll stick with that 25-mile radius. So you're looking at 1,783 searches done for garage door services just in the last 30. That's a pretty great number. And we know that of the searches that are performed, 90% of the business is going to businesses like yours that are sitting on that first page. So that's fantastic. And you can obviously see grabbing a percentage of them for discount garage stores.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I'm going to pull up. So James had asked for a rate reduction for you, being that I can classify you as new in business. So I did get that website thrown in. It's about a $300 value. We'll build the whole thing for you. Let me see. So I'm looking at what is our... it's one of our premier packages, and so it includes $300 a month in Google ads, and we'll target those as well, so we can drill them in the same way by keyword, by area, the whole works, and then we can add in $100 in Facebook ads. I'm actually kind of, bear with me, I'm putting a couple of a la carte things here to take a look at. So you'd be looking at, it would be $5.99 a month, and then there's a one-time $99 setup fee, and then you'll never see that again. That just goes to cover programming and content creation. And then every single month, you would have $100 in Facebook ads that we'll target for you, and $300 in Google ads that we would also target for you, plus the local programming to get you on that first page of Google. And as long as there's services you offer, Randy, we can use all those as keywords. So right now in my head, I'm playing garage door services, garage door repair, garage door growing,
garage door elevator.
Yes. I'm going to drop these
garage
down.
Door installation.
Garage door openers, replacement. There we go.
Right.
Definitely. We'll use all of those as keywords. What we want to do is capture, mostly what people are going to look for, even some oddballs. You know, sometimes people search goofy things. I mean, they don't know what something is called, so they call it something else. So we can use all those as keywords. Okay.
Right.
Now, also, we don't lock you into a contract here. Everything is strictly month to month. We do ask for a verbal commitment that you'll stick it out at least for the first 2 months so that we can get our programming done and actually start showing you results. We know that it takes us that 30 to 45 to get the programming done and show you those results, and anything less would just do you a disservice, and we don't want to do that. We'd rather make our clients happy and be able to do our job. So otherwise, everything is strictly month to month. And you're the only company we would be promoting in Wilkes-Barre.
Right. Like I said, I don't want to just do Wilkes-Barre. And also, what I want to know about the ads. As far as the ads you're talking about for Google, $300 a month?
Yep. Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Is that paid?
Yes.
Is that pay per click, or is that just, what kind of ads are those?
So of the price I quoted you, $300 of that is allocated to Google Ads. So yes, those will cost per click. I don't know offhand how much they'll cost per click, but they'll be the featured ads at the top. So the Google Local, is just that local area. So to reach the outlying areas, you're right. You really do need the Google pay-per-click ads and the Facebook ads so that you can reach those other outlying areas. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, what about the, what about how much are each click in and the ads? What is $300 going to get me on Google?
So I've got an average, looks like about $10 per. So that would be, what, about 30? And of course, some are going to be a little higher. Yeah. Looks about right. 300. Yeah, that'd be about 30. And then two, they'll see you sitting on first page. That's a huge plus, especially once you've got some more reviews up there. And I was looking through, I don't see any bad notations. I see some good mentions. Oh, lots of good mentions and stars. So we'll also put a tool on that website that we build for you that'll help you gather Google reviews. You can even send that out to past clients. That way it beefs up your Google reviews. You know, the more reviews you've got, nobody calls dad anymore, right? I wish they still did. Nobody calls dad to say, I drove through my garage door. What do I do, dad? They Google. And so, yeah, having you sit on that first page, and especially that they'll be able to see your ad. So really, what we're doing is we're covering all aspects of the online. We're hitting all the directories, up to about 60 of them. Some of them, the list goes on and on, plus Google, plus Facebook, plus the Google Local with your Google Business Profile and the website. So we roll it all into one nice, neat package, ship it all off to Google so that they can do their thing.
Right.
And then
$600 is a lot, a month is a lot of money, though.
So let's look at something else. Let me see here. So that was 100 in Facebook and 200 in Google. Let me see what we can play with.
$600 is a lot of money. Hey, especially when I know my phone is not going to ring for at least a couple months. So,
right. You know. Well, you know what? Maybe we should do then, Randy. let's maybe not worry about Google for right now. Let's concentrate on Facebook and then that local programming to get you on that first page. That gives you a gentler start budget-wise, and we can always come back and add Google Ads later on once you're rolling and want a little bit more coverage, want to add employees, add trucks.
Yeah, once I see what the pricing is about, if you could just give me an idea of what your pricing is for everything.
Absolutely. You bet. So I'm going to drop the Google Ads off for now. I'm going to go just back to Facebook, and that's, I've got that at 100. That I could actually get you into for $299. So everything literally that we just talked about still applies. The website, the keywording, the local programming, Google Business Profile. Everything we talked about applies, just not the Google paid ads. That's it. Otherwise, everything else is still there. And that's a huge difference. That saves you $300 a month.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find I don't know nothing about Facebook. You know, I don't know how that works, but I do know about Google. And I know Google. I do know that Google is definitely profitable. I've worked for companies before, and all they do is use Google.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I've seen it happen.
My thing is, I don't need, but so much business to make a good living. The cost of living out here is very cheap. Like I said,
nice.
I could have 30 calls and get 15 booked. And still have a good living out here.
Nice. So then, to me, Randy, it really sounds like maybe this Facebook with the local Google programming might be the way to go for you then. Because it's not a huge expense. It's not like you're not paying per lead either, which I should have mentioned. So we don't filter or screen or sell or give away any of your calls. Those all go straight to your phone, whichever phone number you specify, your office phone.
Right.
So it's unlimited. So unlike, you know, if you signed up for one of the lead services like Thumbtack or Angie's where they charge you per lead, this is completely unlimited. You're locked in at that price. Doesn't go up. There are no surcharges or taxes or hidden little other extras or click fees. Nothing on there. So it is a straight across the board. You know, you can count on the same thing every month. And our job is to get you on that first page, but then also to keep you there. And, of course, we do that. We're constantly watching your account, watching algorithms, and we make those changes on a dime so that we can keep you on first page.
Right.
Well, Randy, this looks like a perfect...
Is there a way I can contact you? I just want to talk to a friend of mine who's familiar with this and get his opinion on which way I should go and what should be the best route, because he's had a lot of success. And he's also a user, so he's the one who referenced me to you guys. So.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Now, let me check, Randy. Is your last name Thompson, Thompson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And your phone number, 516-303-4986. Is that also your cell phone?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let me just make a couple clicks here. I'm going to text you my contact info. And you can text me back at this number also, or the number that'll show on your phone. It'll two different numbers to call or text, but you'll have both.
And how long are you going to be in the office today? How long can I wait to text this number back?
So we are here until 4 Pacific or 7 o'clock Eastern.
Okay. All right. I'll give you a call back or a text back. Thank you very much.
You bet, and I'll send that text over to you, Randy.
All right. Thank you.
All right, you bet. We'll talk to you soon.